The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. It is such a beautiful, happy, happy, happy Saturday.
How many happies is that?
Well, three.
Three.
Should
is
I
that
do
enough?
More than that?
Is that enough?
No way. Do you know what it is today? 81818. I got a thing about numbers. I love that number. It's super cool. It's like infinity, infinity, and infinity. I love it.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's beautiful, and I don't even think it's going to rain today.
It's not going to rain today.
And I'm going to have a party at my house later, so I am super excited. Everybody go swimming and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, all your kids and your grandchildren are coming
yes.
over. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a fun one.
Okay.
So, you
so
know,
are you going
good,
swimming?
Happy Saturday to everybody.
You going
to
go swimming with your grandchildren?
No.
Why not?
Because I got stuff to do. I got to put the party on.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a good time at your house with your children and your grandchildren.
I will.
All right.
Thank you for the good wishes.
All right. Well, you know what this is? This is Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We want to welcome everybody. We hope everybody had a great week. It was a great week in real estate. I want to remind everybody that we are your problem-solving realtors on the radio. We're coming to you every Saturday morning for how long now, Angela?
6.5 years.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, everybody knows that this is meant to be a question-and-answer show.
So what do you have to do?
Call.
You got to call, right?
How do you call you?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, and that's area code 904.
Okay, we're going to give you some news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell, and the sooner that they sell is better for everyone
yes.
and our whole community. This is our way of giving back to the community,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
We want you to be the best prepared buyer and seller that you can be, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I want calls every segment during this show.
Well, let's get callers. Come on and call.
All right.
222-TALK, which is 8255.
So how was real estate this past week, Angela?
Real estate this past week? Well, you know, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 677 offers got accepted. Now, that's about the same as it was last week, Howard. There are 778 new homes that came on the market, and that's up a little bit from the previous week. 151 of those are already under contract. What's that number, Howard? It's over 20%.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And 61 of those went under contract on the very first day. 536 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say, congratulations.
All right.
Yeah, and that number's up significantly from the previous week.
You know what that means?
What?
Well, not only are kids back to school, but title companies sure have been busy.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for Watson Title, isn't it?
It is good yes. for Watson Title. You know, they're a great sponsor of ours. And
he's been with us since the beginning.
6.5 years.
Since January 7th of 2012.
Well, you know what?
He I
gets
love
great
Greg
service.
Harris. Yes.
And that's why we stick with him and he sticks with us. And
that's right.
He gives great service to all of the people that have closed over the years.
Yeah.
Solving many, many problems. And I like when he's on the show because he gives such great, great stories.
He does give great stories. Because, you know, the fun part of real estate, the complications, they usually show up in the title department.
Yeah. You know what my favorite story is?
Which one?
That he told us that he did a closing while the woman was in the bathtub
yes.
and he was sitting on the seat,
not him,
the cover.
Not him. It was Crystal.
Yeah, was sitting on the seat of the toilet.
Yeah. Doing the paperwork
doing
while the
paperwork.
Lady was in the tub. I thought that was sort of above and beyond, didn't you?
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
I don't know if I would have done that, honestly.
I don't know.
I guess, you know what? We just do whatever we have to do to make the deal happen.
Yeah. You know what I'm happy about this week, too, is that for the second week in a row, interest rates came down just a hair.
Ah, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So the 30-year rate, it fell 0.06 of a point to 4.53%. This time last year, it was 3.89%. And the 15-year rate, well, it fell 0.04 of a point to 4.01%. This time last year, it was 3.16. So while they're falling, they're still higher than they were last year. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate remains unchanged at 4.37%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, it's still a great deal if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less. And it fell 0.03 of a point to 3.87%. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's still quite affordable.
Yeah. I remember, and people have heard me tell this story before, I remember my first house, which was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
The interest rates, 16.5%.
You sound old when you say that. That was just a long, long time ago, wasn't
it? It was a long, long time ago, but I've also bought a house.
Was it the 80s or the 70s?
It was 1980.
80.
It was either 80, 81, or 82.
I bought a house in 87, and the interest rate was 12.75, I think.
I've also bought a house at 10% interest rate. I think it's 6% interest rate. I bought a few houses over the years.
Yes.
You know what my favorite location was to buy a house, though?
Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. That's
Hello.
Right. That's right. Now I see sunshine virtually every day, although the last month I've also seen rain every day. But, you know, I think that we're past all the drenching rain. Although I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was at my house yesterday. I was at my house yesterday, and it was beautiful.
Yes.
And I was talking to our stager, who just staged one of our townhouses.
Yes.
And she had just gotten back into her car from staging one of the townhouses that we had on the market. And I want to come back to that. But she was like drenched because at the beach, it was like a deluge.
I saw that from town looking towards the beach. It was like black clouds. It was bad.
So I want to talk about staging for a moment, because we had these two townhouses listed, and we suggested to the owner at the time about a month ago that he stage one of the two units.
Yes.
And he didn't want to do it.
A lot of people don't think it's worth the money, but I tell you, it is all day long. You got to do it.
And he didn't have a lot of people go look, and as many as we thought should go look at the townhouse, because the pictures, they look kind of bare. Because it was bare.
Well, you know what it is? It's more than that. It's that when a room is empty and you're photographing a room, it's very difficult to see the size, to understand the size of it. So that's kind of the issue. That's where staging helps. And I don't ever mean to throw my gender under the bus, but we have difficulty with spatial capacity. So we don't know, is that a love seat size? Is that a couch size? You know, will a six-top table fit there or a four-top? You know, it's very difficult to know. So having staging takes away all the guesswork.
So we finally convinced him to hire our stager, Catherine Frazier.
Yes.
And she got some furniture put in there, and she put some things on the kitchen, put some things on the table, you know, some plates and some silverware and some napkins and, you know, a couch and a love seat and some tables and some lamps and a TV stand. And she was ecstatic. Here's the most important thing.
What?
He was very happy. The pictures look good. And now when we put it on the internet again, when we put it in the multiple listing service, people can get a visualization. Because our job, as everyone knows, is to get people to look at it and to want to come.
Yes.
Want to come to the door.
Absolutely.
And then when they come in, they can say, ah, this looks like a home I can live in.
Yes.
And then they don't have what you just talked about, which was that problem with spatial
capacity
and say, hey, furniture does fit in here.
Yeah, it does.
I can be here. It looks like a home.
Absolutely.
So the customer is very happy, and now we're going to get lots more people to come into that place and make a great offer.
Fantastic.
That's right. So that's a real. So we're going to have a happy customer, and now that place is obviously going to get sold.
You know it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Alan's holding his fingers up. Alan's our producer, which means that and you hear the music in the background. That means that it's about time for a break, and we're going to talk about the value of special things about a home inspection. Stay with us. Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp., we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us. We are so excited to be here today. Did you all know it's a happy, happy Saturday? 81818.
Now, I got a beef to pick with you.
Oh,
when
man.
When you started the first segment, you gave three happies, and now you're down to two. Did something happen in the last 15 minutes?
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay.
No.
That's better.
It's all great.
That's better.
It's all great. I'm getting accolades on my phone, people texting me saying, we sound great today. You know what I really would like, though? I'd like people to call in with real estate questions, because I listen to Joe Pippin as we're driving in every day. I love listening to him. I always learn something. But a lot of the questions he gets are on real estate. So they should be calling our show.
Okay.
Because we have answers. You got questions, we've got answers.
So the number,
how do you call? Yeah. 904-222-8255.
And all those people that are listening from outside of the area, they can call in too.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. You know what I want to talk about? Because
no,
we have some
telling.
Interesting things that we see on home inspections. And really, the purpose of a home inspection is to find those uh-ohs, right, Angela?
Uh-oh.
Or to find those those expenses expensive fixes. You know, it's not to make a used house into a new house.
Excellent point, Howard.
You know, when you buy a car, you buy a used car. You don't go to the car lot and say, hey, will you fix this? Will you fix that? Will you make this new again?
It's
you
not.
Buy a new car.
Wait, isn't that what we do?
You okay. Buy a used car.
Yes.
You look at it. You decide what it is.
Yes.
You make an offer based on the condition that it is.
Yes.
And you pay that price. And then you may have it checked out by a mechanic, and then you may readjust the price. But it's not to have every little thing redone. So
correct.
I want to share with everyone some of our opinions, as well as some of the things that we see on repair requests that we think are maybe just a little much.
Okay.
So we're going to go down a list.
The first one is my favorite.
Yeah.
We see it more often than not.
And I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
The water heater is old, so I want it replaced.
You ever heard if it's not broken, don't fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm living in the home.
Yes.
And my water heater's old.
Right.
Do I replace it?
Not if you're getting hot water.
Right.
Right.
So if I wouldn't fix it, why would I fix it for somebody else?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
So that request on a repair request, the form that a seller, I mean that a buyer fills out is called a repair request. It's not a make my used home a new home request.
Correct. Correct. Because you're buying it in the as-is condition, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the price you're paying. So you're paying, understanding that when the water heater breaks, it will get replaced. It's also possible for the seller to give the buyer a home warranty. And then if it breaks in the time they own the house, they can get it replaced with the home warranty company.
Yeah. And I know that there are a lot of realtors that listen to our show.
There are.
So I want all you realtors, if you have comment about this, to call in. But, you know, you're the ones that also ask for these things along with the customers.
Well,
I have
a different perspective on it.
Okay, go ahead.
So all the things you're going to talk about, for the most part, I've kind of read through your list. Most of them are protecting the home inspector.
That the home inspector puts these on the inspection.
It is a snapshot in time. That's all a home inspection is. So today, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, at this weather condition, these items worked and these items didn't. So what do you do with the items that are old? If you don't mention that they're old, then what if they break 2 days later? Then the buyer would be upset with the home inspector. So what do? They mention this has, you know, reached its economic life and you should plan to spend $800 to replace it.
Sometime
that's what
in the
it
future.
Says in the report. It doesn't say this is broken, ask the seller for it. It's just, it's really a risk mitigation for the home inspector. That way they can say, oh, it broke 2 days later. Well, I told you it was old.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through a few more of them. We get this one all the time. Service or clean the air conditioning system.
That's another one that protects who? The home inspector.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the air conditioning system.
Sometimes it might be dirty, but sometimes it's just a general blanket statement that I see on every single report.
Yeah, it's, you know, some people service their system every 6 months. Some people do it every year. Some people do it every 2 years.
Yes.
But there are some sellers that say, if I wouldn't do it myself, why would I do it for somebody else?
That's right.
So something to think about. How about this one? I want the homeowner to pay to test the gas fireplace.
No, you skipped the one that I love and adore
back.
That keeps coming up all the time. I know, but it still goes in line with what I'm saying, that the home inspector
All right. I'll come
it.
Back to the one you want.
Yes.
You just like things your way, don't you?
Absolutely. Have you met me?
Yeah. You know what? I have met you. I've been on the air with you for 6.5 years. Folks, the one that Angela's talking about, this one is crazy. You know, the manufacturer's warranty on smoke detectors says replace every 10 years.
Right.
Well, if the thing's working when the home inspector tests it, why replace it? But home inspectors say replace the smoke detector if it's over 10 years old. But they go up there, they push the button, they see that it works, but they still say, suggest that you replace the smoke detector. So on the inspection report, it says, replace the smoke detector. And so guess what the seller, guess what the buyer asked us to do? Replace the smoke detector. Well, if you were the seller, would you replace, if you lived in that house, would you replace your smoke detectors?
Not if they're working, because I test them with a little battery twice a year.
Yeah.
If they're still working, I'm probably not replacing them. It doesn't mean it's not a good idea to do it. It just means it's not a seller's responsibility to do it. But who does it protect? The home inspector.
There you go. All right, let's get back to the one I wanted. Do I have your permission first to go back and talk about the air conditioning?
Only if I can say something first.
I have any way of stopping you, Angela?
No. We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Well, I bet it's a home inspector. No, wrong one. Wrong one. All right. Whoops. Did I hang up on him?
Yes. Back to line one.
All right. Larry, good morning.
This is Larry in Arlington.
Yes, sir.
I've got a quick tip. It's just kind of an aside.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Always come back at night to see what the neighborhood's really like.
You are so correct, Larry.
You may have party neighbors. You may have barking dogs. It's just kind of an aside.
Did you call in on Joe's show this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
I heard you. I recognize your voice.
Some of us are shameless. We'll do anything for exposure.
There you go. You're 15 minutes to fame.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah, that's what some people do before they decide to purchase a home.
You know what? It is a great idea. And
it is a good idea. If you're especially in an older neighborhood or whatever, it's a real good idea.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that I encourage buyers to do, Larry, is I encourage them to go back to the home in the morning, in the afternoon, on the nighttime, on the weekend, during the week, in all the different conditions to kind of see the home. And, you know, I had a customer one time, we bought a house during the week, but on the weekends, everybody parks in the street. And it annoyed her so much. She's like, had I known that, I wouldn't have bought in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
so,
you need to check it out. You're
you
right.
do, you I'm do. So but fine. You're right about that nighttime partying, too, aren't you?
Oh, also, turn your faucets on and make sure you got good water pressure.
You betcha. Well, good. We appreciate you listening, Larry. Thanks so much for calling
no
in.
No problem.
Thank
I
you.
Listen all the time. Are you sure y'all aren't married? I'm teasing. Have a good weekend.
We sound like it, though, don't we? Yeah.
No, we are not married.
A thousand houses today.
Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great caller. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate the call and the questions. All right. Or the comments, I should say. All right. What about that air conditioner? When we get the request to...
Wait, I still didn't say what I wanted to say.
I'm so sorry, Angela. Go ahead.
Well, I'm getting texts over here from my friends.
Yeah.
I got friends. And one of them is Julie Bentley, and she is a realtor with Watson Realty. And I want to tell you, she's fantastic, super fantastic. And she's over here sending me texts about what we're talking about
today.
Well,
good. What does Julie have to say?
Julie said, get a home warranty.
Oh, of course.
Don't do all that stuff. Don't replace an old water heater. Don't worry about servicing the AC if it's not dirty. Get a home warranty.
Well, that is Protects a great segue for just a moment. So I want to talk about that. So the great segue is this. If you get through the month of September, if you get a, if we're your seller, I mean, if we represent you and you get a Home Pro inspection, we will buy your home warranty for you. How about that?
Love it.
All right. And not only is the warranty is normally 12 months, with Home Pro, it is 18 months.
We I love
will do that.
That.
We will do that for you.
Yeah. They have that recall thing. I love that.
We're
too.
We're going to talk about that. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about that. Answer the question about air conditioning systems and smoke detectors. And what about that gas fireplace?
Are always tricky, aren't they?
And we're going to talk about why windows are an issue. What about those fogged windows? We're going to talk about that. So stay with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With anger and grief, Italians began burying some of their dead today from the Genoa Highway Bridge collapse, holding funerals in the victims' hometowns. A number of angry families rebuffed the offer of a state funeral. The Cardinal of Naples was merciless in his condemnation of negligence by Italian officials, finding the cause of the bridge's collapse during a driving rainstorm could take weeks or even months. Kofi Annan, one of the world's most celebrated diplomats and a charismatic symbol of the United Nations who rose through its ranks to become the first black African Secretary General, has died. He was 80 years old. His foundation announced his death today in Switzerland, saying he died after an unspecified illness. The Pentagon preparing to dispatch a hospital ship to Colombia and possibly other parts of South America to help relieve strain on healthcare systems overloaded by an influx of hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans fleeing their country. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Today's Lighthouse Retirement Hour broadcast will end early so that we can bring you today's Jacksonville Jaguars football game. To hear the Lighthouse Retirement Hour in its entirety, tune in tomorrow from 9 till 11 a.m. We'll also bring you the first hour of the Lighthouse Retirement Hour tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. Thanks for listening to WBOB, home of the Lighthouse Retirement Hour and the Jacksonville Jaguars in Spanish.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Still some good driving around town. Watch out for the construction going on. Matter of fact, all lanes are blocked over there at San Jose Boulevard North at Emerson, so you may need to use a different route. Test for the weather, mostly sunny during the day for about the next week. Daytime high is about 93, mostly cloudy at night. Low of 75. Watch out, heat index today, tomorrow about 104. It's currently 81 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so happy to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
There you go. You did it right this time, Angela. All right, 81818.
I love that date.
You love those numbers.
It is so special to me.
Okay. Well, welcome back, everyone. We are going to continue with our discussion about some things, interesting things that we see on inspections. I shouldn't say inspections. We do see them on inspections, but then it, you know, goes forward onto repair requests. And why on earth should they be there?
Wait, why don't you take the caller first before you start this segment?
All right.
I hate for people to have to wait to talk.
Hello, Joe Pippin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Joe has a show before us in the morning all over the state of Florida and the longest running show probably in the country.
Yes.
Called Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And I listen to your show every Saturday morning. I'm here in Jacksonville. And really enjoy it. So y'all do a great job. Hey, on the last segment, I was just thinking, if I were a buyer, I might ask for all those new appliances and things to be replaced. But my main goal might be not necessarily to get that, but just to have a lower price negotiation.
That's true. And a lot of times when the buyer gives us a repair list, the seller goes like, ooh, I don't even want to mess with that. I'm busy packing my house. I'm trying to find my new house and get ready to move. I don't want to deal with all that. And they do offer either money towards closing cost, which is helpful to a buyer, leaving them more money in their own pocket, or they do consider a price reduction. So that's a great option, Joe. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, it's like a Donald Trump thing. You throw something out when you're really, your goal is to get something else.
There you go. Yes, that happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, well, I just thought I would add that in, but you said you wanted a caller every segment, so I thought I'd be your caller for this segment.
You
anyway,
rock,
so.
Joe. You rock.
We appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, okay. Joe. Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
That's helpful, isn't it? It lets people know what their options are. Buyers have options.
All right. Well, we appreciate Joe calling. All right, well, let's add a couple more things. The smoke detectors, we talked about on testing the fireplace. There are a lot of people that have gas fireplaces but have never hooked them up because some people have gas coming into the home underground, and then some people have tanks, and then some people have never connected the tanks.
Yes.
Well, then the buyer comes along. The home inspector says, well, I can't test the fireplace because it's not hooked up to a tank.
Correct.
So the buyer says, well, I want the homeowner to pay for the testing of it. It's like, wait a minute. The buyer is supposed to do their due diligence to determine whether or not the things work.
Yes.
Not the seller.
So do you know how it's done when they need to do that?
Of course, yes. I do know how it's done.
Do you want to share how it's done? I forget you know everything, the almighty guru of real estate.
No, I don't know everything, but I know how to Google things to find things out.
That's my line.
You ask Siri.
I'm the Google queen.
No, but seriously, well, let me get back to the issue, though, which is if the homeowner is happy not having a gas fireplace, why would the homeowner want to pay for it to be done?
Right, because usually the homeowner already paid to have it disconnected.
Because
they
didn't want to
pay for gas, and they didn't actually use it. So, you know, it's one less thing to maintain.
And the interesting thing is, if the buyer wants to have it hooked up, when the person hooks it up, they do what's needed to do to make it work. So it's one in the same process, actually, that maybe they have to change an orifice that is rusted to make it work.
Well, the thing, though, that when they're doing it during inspection period, all they do is take one of the little, is it a 10-pound tank or a 20-pound tank, like you would use for a gas grill?
Whatever they can
carry.
That's
what they bring, and they test it that way. So,
pretty easy.
Yes.
All right.
It's exciting.
Now, this is one of my favorites. I saw this at a home inspection, and I couldn't believe that the inspector did this. He suggested adding a screen to a window where the window didn't have a screen. Now, you may think, okay, there's a screen missing. Here was the window. You open the front door, and it was a two-story entryway. And the window was on the second story, which you could not access unless you had a ladder.
Did the window open?
The window was a window that opened. So apparently when the house was built, the builder ran out of or didn't want to pay the extra money to get a window that didn't open. I don't know.
You don't know that. It could have been that the homeowner removed the screen so they have a more clear picture.
I don't think you understand.
I understand.
That window,
how is the homeowner going to get up on a ladder just to open a window? It's not going to happen.
That the window that was there should never have been a window that opened because there's no way to get to the window to open it.
Yes.
So why would anyone need a window that opens?
You're just full of it today.
I'm what?
Full of it. Let me tell you why. Because if it's a true two-story home that has some ability to have cross ventilation, you might want to have a window that opens, which means if you have a window that opens, you do need to have a screen. But the reality is most homeowners won't get up on a ladder to open that window, right? So they take the screen off so you have a pretty glass and you don't have all that screen print breaking up your view.
The window is 16 feet off the ground. You need a big ass ladder.
That.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh. Did you get that?
Did I do that? Oh, my gosh.
You can say that on the radio.
No way.
Well, you can?
I remember when Letterman used to
talk
about spam.
We're like happy little realters. We're not Letterman.
That's right.
Well, it's an animal.
Yeah. There you go. Yes. Yeah,
maybe
you
because
okay.
It's an animal. My apologies to anyone that I may have offended by saying
you going.
An animal on the radio.
anyway.
Okay. One more. Clean out the gutters. Now, that may be a reasonable one.
I think that is reasonable, actually.
Okay. But here's one that I couldn't believe that I saw.
What?
Install gutters. Now,
no,
we're in Florida. You could go to a builder. Go to any builder. You go to 10 to 12 builders. They don't put gutters on unless you pay extra.
Correct.
All right.
But I love gutters. They serve a fabulous purpose for drainage and runoff, et cetera.
All right, one more, and then we're going to move on to something else, and that is fogged windows. Now, there are a lot of houses that have fogged windows, but there are different degrees of fogged windows.
Sure.
Some are
completely opaque.
You can't see through them, and some of them just have a hint of...
Yes, fog.
Of fog. But what is the problem with a fogged window anyway? The issue is that when a window becomes fogged, it means that the argon gas that is inside the window is no longer there. And the purpose of using argon in a window is actually for insulation.
Yes.
So when the argon gas is not there, the window does not have its insulation qualities.
Yes, that's correct.
So those are
frequently... And do you know how they often get broken?
By power washing.
Power washing.
Okay.
Yes.
But what I don't agree with is when they ask for it to be replaced when the window is in a garage. Because nobody looks through those windows, and a garage does not have insulated walls to the outside. So what's the difference if a window is slightly fogged in a garage?
Okay, so here's my opinion on that.
Number one, if it's at the front
of the house and it involves the curb appeal, it could certainly be desirable to have it changed by a buyer. However, if that seller has been living in that house year after year after year after year and does not care that it's fogged, the chances of getting the seller to pay for that fogged window, pretty slim.
Right.
Pretty slim.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, but that, you know, the question is that a repair? It's just like painting the front of your house. Is that a repair? So the fogged window on the front of the house of a garage, curb appeal, just like you said. So there's some, you know, positives or negatives.
You could just really make a good case either way on that. I mean, but again, you can understand each party's desire to have it their way. Buyer wants it. Seller's not going to do it.
Okay.
They didn't do it for themselves all these years. They're sure not going to do it for the next person.
Okay.
Although I remember my very first house.
What do you remember?
My very first house, I had this list, honey-do list for my ex-husband, you know, to do all these things in the house.
He would never do a honey-do list for you.
Okay. We're going back to like the first house, you know. But anyway, once we got our house under contract, he did the entire honey-do list for the next buyer. And I was like, you did them for Michelle, but you wouldn't do it for me. What? Right.
All right.
I wasn't happy.
Hey, when we come back, we got an interesting story about that will give you second thoughts about becoming a landlord. You stick with us. You're going to hear about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because really, it will give you second thoughts. Cost somebody $6,000. Stay with us.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home. But who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Oh, did I only do two? Happy, happy Saturday? No. Happy, happy, happy. Whatever.
Drink some more coffee or drink less coffee. Do something, Angela.
Probably more.
All right.
Need to do something.
Well, I'm glad you're here today.
Hey. Where else would I be?
I don't know.
We have been showing up here for every Saturday since January 7th, 2012. And the last time I counted, that was 357 shows or something like that.
You've done that?
That's a lot of shows. That's a lot of Saturday mornings to come say, hey, everybody, it's a happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Yes.
And no rain today. So the yards are getting dry. You
can
walk out in your yard barefoot and not sink.
Can I tell you that this summer I have ruined like five pairs of shoes
showing
houses.
Yeah.
Walking in the grass, yeah, being in the rain.
You know, I want to do a little segue back to the last segment, because what's important with all of those things is that sometimes it's about...
Things. What if somebody just turned on? What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, we talked about home inspections all of the things that some buyers and sellers negotiate.
Yes, yes.
And that's the real important thing is... You know, find the important things in a home inspection and what to ask for, what not to ask for. And it's a negotiation process on what should ultimately be repaired or not repaired.
Right.
And there are ways to resolve it. And there are ways to resolve it on multiple things, like Joe Pippin called on his last phone call.
Yeah, reduce the sales price. Put it towards closing costs. I will tell you this. A lot of lenders will not allow you to reduce the sales price. They will allow to put the money towards closing costs. I just had this. We agreed to reduce the price because it was a relocation customer, and they were getting all their closing costs paid anyway and by the relocation company. And so that's why we decided to reduce the price. But the, like 3 days before closing, the lender came back and said no.
But some things don't need to be repaired. And the purpose of it is to repair things. The purpose of an inspection is to see what things need to be repaired and to look for
So uh-ohs. What's the best advice, seriously, for the customers?
Work with a realtor that can give you great advice.
Yes.
Now, that's whether you're a buyer or a seller. It's important to have an experienced realtor on your side.
And one who knows how to negotiate.
There you go.
Because you know what I do? When I go buy a car, you know what I do? I negotiate for a living, but you know what I do? I take my secret weapon with me, which is you.
All right.
The last car I bought, the lady's like, okay, whatever you,
know what you
want.
You just did? I told everyone the secret weapon.
That you're my secret weapon? That you're my negotiator?
It's no longer a secret.
That poor lady at the car dealership, she was like, man, I cannot go against y'all. What do you want? You two people negotiate for a living. I do not stand a chance. Just tell me your bottom line.
Okay. All right, moving on to a story that is kind of interesting. And should you or should you not be a landlord?
This one was so interesting.
You know, sometimes you look up ads for, a house for rent, and you see that they a three-bedroom, two-bath, townhouse, and they say no smoking, and they say brand-new wood floors, and they say no pets, and you think, you know, that sounds great, right?
Yes.
Okay, and everything looks good, right?
Yes.
Ad looks good, right? Everything looks fine.
Seems so.
Okay, so a lady did just that, and an applicant put in an application, and it all looked good, except she said, well, I have a dog that I need as a service animal.
Okay.
And she said, well, I just put in new wood floors. And by the way, the ad didn't say no pets. Her ad did say no pets because I have a wood floor, new wood floors.
Right.
And she said, well, I have a service animal. She said, sorry, because I have a new wood floor. Well, the lady went to HUD and filed a complaint because there's a part of the HUD that says you cannot deny someone with a service animal.
Right.
Cost the landlord $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Now,
they were fined.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you know it's a service animal?
Well, that's the interesting thing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
What'd
so
you discover?
I'm going to get to that. Here's some interesting stuff. What do you think? Does the dog need to be trained? What do you think, Angela?
I would think so.
No.
No.
Dog doesn't need to be trained.
Hmm.
Can you deny a pit bull?
Oh, I want to.
You want to deny. So as a landlord,
yes.
You want to be able to deny a pit bull in your home.
Correct.
So does the law allow you to deny a pit bull?
The law could, but not if it's a service animal.
So, you can't deny a dog if it's a service animal.
Correct.
You can't deny a pit bull if it's a service animal.
Correct.
Even if it's not trained.
Because they don't have to be.
They don't have to
be. They don't need papers.
What if I have a pit, not a pit bull, but a pot-bellied pig?
Oh, my goodness.
So does the law say that it has to be a dog that's a service animal?
No.
Because the law doesn't say that it has to be a dog. It just says it has to be a service animal.
Right. They just kicked somebody off a plane this week, too.
That's right.
Something.
They kicked someone off of a plane a couple of months ago because they had, now get this, I am not making this up. They had an albino, drum roll please, an albino peacock.
As a service animal?
As a service animal.
Very bizarre.
It made national news.
Very bizarre.
Now, there's a sad part of the rest of the story.
Uh-oh.
The peacock died this past week. Had nothing to do with being on the airplane.
Well, it didn't make it on the airplane, did it?
Well,
they kicked it off.
They kicked it off. I don't know if the airplane company is going to be sued.
Well, they can get $6,000.
But here's the bottom line for this. What the law says under the FHA, part of the HUD, says that the requires the animal does not need to be trained.
Right.
Nor certified.
Right.
It just needs to be an animal.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
And if you deny renting to someone, all it needs is a doctor's note.
Correct.
Saying that this person has to have some sort of disability. Doesn't need to be a physical disability. It needs to be some sort of disability signed by a medical professional. And if you don't provide, and it can even be a room in your house. So if you want to rent a room in your house and you deny it, even if you are allergic to animals, you could be sued by not allowing that pit bull in your house.
Here's what I say. Sue me.
Okay.
Just
so here's the problem.
Because you know what? I'm
be
not having
be careful
it.
If you are going to be a landlord, because this is the problem that you could have. You can even be then later canceled your homeowner's insurance if
that's right.
You have a pit bull.
Yeah, so I'm not doing that.
So be careful if you want to be a landlord.
It's complicated.
Hey, you know what? You said it's going to be hot today, right?
Ooh.
You know what it's time for? We got a minute left.
Yes,
we're only
going to
talk about one open house today. It is going to be actually today and tomorrow. It's going to be in Mandarin. It's on Warwickshire, and it's 2,285 square feet. It's a pool home. It's a two-story colonial, and it has a Florida room as well. It's on a quarter of an acre. The whole yard is fenced. Gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout. A full-length front porch. It's got built-ins, a big eat-in kitchen. The bedrooms are all hardwood floors. Coincidentally that we're talking about hardwood floors. An oversized two-car garage, $300,000, but it was reduced to $295,000. It's open today from 1 to 4. A great house in Mandarin, convenient to everywhere. You got to see it today. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. We're doing this show to give back to the community. The Van Wees are on tap. They got great information about what's going on in the financial sector. Stay with us, everyone, and we'll have a great week. Stay with us.